When you think beets, do you think of that sad little red pile at the salad bar or maybe those things that come in cans? Or do you think like me, well, here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst is with us in the studio to talk everything that you would ever want to know about beets. Kathy, you used to be a beet hater.
True. Absolutely true.
Well, I have to say I weigh in on the love side, too.
But... Well, you know, you probably like me. I grew up with them in the cans. My mother would open the can and there'd be this sort of metallic scent and these red, mushy things. What was to like?
Well, I have to say I didn't. I had a former future mother-in-law, Sidel, who taught me how to make borscht. And she cooked beets. And that's what you want to talk about.
I do. Them. I do. Because I have to say there is a whole new, ready for this, beet generation. I teach young preschool and up to third graders at an elementary school in the small town in Maine where I live. These kids love beets because we're growing them and we're harvesting them and they're fresh and they're juicy and they're sweet. Look at the plate in front of you. It looks like a rainbow. There's red beets and orange beets and white beets and striped beets and gold beets.
And I have to have them so
I'm they're
schnozberries.
That's right. They're naturally sweet. That's a beautiful salad for this time of year when we're at that awkward in-between season. I don't care what the calendar says. There's no sign of spring around here.
And you've
here.
Got beets cut with citrus here in this.
Yes, it's tangerines and orange slices, and then I squeeze the orange juice over it with some fresh chives, and then that's whipped ricotta cheese with a little bit of the orange juice and zest, and again, some chives and salt and pepper. Oh. Someone just saw it when we were bringing it down to the studio, and she goes, I would eat that for dessert.
Oh,
you
yeah.
really turned the beet around with this.
Oh, wow. Here we go. It's beet. Gun. It took you a while, Jeremy. I'm kind of shocked there.
But what about cooking it? Because the thinking was you would ruin everything in your kitchen, every pot and pan. And so talk about cooking.
Well, okay. So what I like to do is roast them, and I'll tell you why. If you put a beet in a pot of boiling water, which is the traditional way, it's the way our mothers and grandmothers cooked them.
They steamed them or boiled
them, my new best friend. What happened is that the water turned red. So guess what's happening? A lot of the nutrients are being leached. They're coming out into the water. You're getting rid of them. What you want to do is keep everything in. So if you roast a beet at about 400 degrees, it takes anywhere from 50 minutes to 2 hours of their old beets until they're tender. All the sweetness is intensified with the hot oven. And that's what I did
for
the salad there. Yes, those are just roasted. And then, speaking of the previous point you just made, you have to, chefs always go, wear rubber gloves when you peel them. Well, the average cook doesn't have rubber gloves sitting around in their kitchen. So I have discovered if you take two little plastic bags or even a piece of plastic wrap and just when they're warm, peel the peel right off of it, it comes right off and your hands look like your hands again. They're not stained forever.
You've got a soup here as well.
This is the Russian borscht. Mm. It is a thick, wintry, delicious beet soup. I cooked a brisket, and then I chopped up some of that meat, and I made a beef stock. There's a ton of red beets in there, fresh dill. Mm. Sometimes it's served with sour cream. That's a whole meal, Jeremy. If you need a nap after this piece, you can blame me, okay?
No, that's like... It tastes like there's some wine in there. Is there wine in there, or is that the beet?
Oh, boy.
That's the beet.
Okay.
Do we say goodbye to him now? Borscht is another great thing. You can make beet chips. Very paper thin slices of beets, rub them with olive oil, put them on a cookie sheet and make your own instead of a potato chip. Kids love that. Really sweet. That, what you have in front of you there, is a beet hummus. I thought, why couldn't you? But I didn't want to add chickpeas and do the traditional way. So I roasted some beets, peeled them, threw them into a food processor with a little bit of tahini.
Are these beet chips?
Those are beet chips.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you're having like a full-on beet experience here, right?
I want listeners to just give us more beet references because I've run out of them. But so these beet chips, they're delicious.
Sorry.
are they just the ones
I did not make those, but you can make them. Paper thin slices, brush them with olive oil, salt, pepper, 425 degrees, flip them. That's it. The hummus takes 3 minutes in a blender. Really healthy, really vibrant colors. The thing about beets, they're incredible for you. It's like, step aside, kale. This is the new superfood.
Really? That's a statement.
75 calories in a cup. filled with fiber, vitamin C, iron, you know, potassium. There are so many claims about what beet and beet juice, a lot of people like to juice them, will do for you. I mean, everything from, you know, detoxification, rich in nutrients. There are people claiming it's the anti-cancer vegetable. You know how these things go.
It's beautiful and it's delicious.
It's delicious.
And we've got all the recipes, by the way, at our website, hereandnow.org. And Kathy, congratulations in order for you.
Yes, just a few seconds left
for everybody.
Well, Kathy, and Here and Now, because we bask in her reflected glory.
And our wonderful producer, Emiko
Tamagawa,
who worked so hard.
Nominated for an award for Culinary Audio Series Award. Awarded by the International Society of Culinary Professionals. We think you're going to win, but even so, we'll take this.
Kathy Gunst, she marches to the beat of her own drummer.
Oh, there we go.
A resident chef.
Just
thank
beat
you
it.
So much.
Oh, no. And then the music.
Thank you, guys.
Here
okay.
Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the Beat Beat Sea World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.